Alexandrina Council adjourned a decision on its draft annual budget last week amid a flurry of comments hinting at a significant rate hike for ratepayers. They're taking time out to reconsider and will come back to the public with another draft soon. Joining me to discuss this and other news in the district is Mayor Keith Parks. Hi there, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, great. Yes, thank you. And it sounds like it was a bit of a tense council meeting the other night.
Oh, budgets are always difficult, especially when you're faced with a rapid escalation suddenly of the CPI, boom, 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 up to 4.7 at the end of the March quarter. So we have our audit committee look at all this stuff for us and put recommendations to council. So the recommendation was to apply the 4.7% just to maintain our level, plus the 1.5% for growth. Takes us to 6.2, which is starting to get quite unpalatable, I would say, at the least. Mm. We have adopted to go out for consultation on that, and it's purely consultation. It's not been adopted. In the paperwork and in the information out there for people to look at and make comment on, we have got a list of a number of things which have been included in the budget, and then we also have a list of things that we got messages from the committee that they wanted, but we've not included. And so what we're asking people is, you know, if you see something that's not included that you want, let us know. If you see something in there that is included and you don't think it should be in there, let us know. We'll take it out. Because things we take out, of course, will reduce our expenditure. So it'll help to pull some of the costs down. And as a result of meeting, there will be a couple of major projects that will change. The Gawler Wharf project, even though we've committed to $7.5 million, it's in there in the long-term plan out to $15 million. That will almost certainly, at our next meeting, be reverted back to 7.5 only, which is the basic plan that we originally had, mm-hmm. which is that will make us a long-term saving in our operation. And then there's the Sugars Beach, which is currently in our long-term financial plan at $7.6 million. That project is brought back to $1 million. But we do have a resolution to do a site visit, walk around there, understand what needs to be done there, categorise that, and then consult the community on what they would like us to do there.
Yeah, because it seems as though a lot of people want less to be done there than more from the feedback you're receiving.
Yeah, the original plan, which was done over 8 years ago and was consulted on just with a very few stakeholders down around that area and the Narrangeri, was a very, very basic plan. And that was just to give us an idea of where we should go with this. Because it's a very, it potentially is a high visitation area. So those ideas sat in the drawer for a few years because we didn't have anything in our budget for them. We weren't going anywhere. Then the government asked us to look at doing something there. So that brought it back out. And unfortunately, we ended up with this thing that just grew and grew out of sight. And so that's, we definitely won't be doing all that down there. I think initially, at least we want to get a nice toilet down there, public toilet, mm-hmm. and then look at whatever else. And it may be that people say, yes, we want a few things, but let's stage it. Let's do it a bit this year, a bit next year, and so on, to reduce the impact of all these things.
And with regards to the wharf precinct, what's the latest with that? Because that's kind of underway at the moment, right?
Yes, so we've got the basic plan D, which is what we originally consulted on and got prices on. So that's got the tick to keep on going. So we're about to go. I'm advised that in the next few days we'll be going out to the tender for the work to be done on the wharf and the signal point building. Taken far too long. We need to get really working on that now. Once we've got those tenders in and the quotes in, we'll know that we can get those projects underway and finished. And that will also give us an indication of how much of the plan we've got money left to do. We've got our new CEO on board and he's looking at working on savings we can make to be able to bring that all together. So
great.
Optimistic there.
With regards to the draft annual business plan and budget, mm-hmm. is that something we're going to be able to see? I understand maybe from the 27th of this month through to the middle of June?
Yes, that's right. So from the 27th to the 17th of June, you can view the documents and have a say at my say. alexandrina.sa.gov.au, and there will be on the 14th of June a meeting of council where members of the public can make a verbal presentation. They need to ring and book in, and make an appointment to come to that meeting and make a presentation to the council on their feelings and their suggestions regarding that budget. It's one of the most important documents and most important consultations that we do each year, and we don't seem to get a lot of buy-in. I think sometimes people think it's a foregone conclusion. Well, I can assure you it's not. We really, really want you to come along or get online and let us know what you think.
With us at the moment is Alexandrina Mayor Keith Parks talking about a few things going on in the region. I hear you've got some funding for a junior sports carnival in Strath. Tell us about this.
Yes, we do. So the Strathalbyn Junior Football Carnival. So the Strath Footy Club, with support from council, we've managed to secure $10,000 from the federal government's Regional Sports Events Fund. That will enable the Strathalbyn Junior Football Carnival to take place in September. So the idea of the funding program is to support regional councils so that they can host sporting events and community involvement. And it's set to boost participation in sport across the Fleurieu and, of course, the local economy. So further details are going to be released closer to the date, but it's a great event opportunity for Strathalbyn, but also for young people within our region, because it's not just for people from Strathalbyn, it's everywhere around can get involved in this, and it's going to be a great carnival.
Great. Another thing, getting active, maybe going for a little cycle around Encounter. Now, I understand you've got a bikeway there that you're looking to expand.
We do. So there's a part of the Encounter bikeway is done in our council area and in the City of Victor Harbour's council area. When we get down along the coast to around Middleton and through Port Elliot, Kyneton, we sort of tend to come off of the shared path and start to use roadways, public roads, streets, and that, so forth. So we're trying to look at a way to reduce that and or make use of that much safer. So there's an extensive plan being done in conjunction with the City of Victor Harbour to join it up all the way through to the Bluff, which would be just absolutely fantastic. The displays are on in our council office here in Goolwa, and you can come in and see it. It's a huge map which shows you all the places where it goes and explains it, and this survey form is available so that you can complete both at Strathalbyn and the Goolwa Library offices. Give us your input about what you think. That some of the plans have got options. Which option do you prefer and why? So you can go on the MySay website that enables you to view the plans, but also give us your feedback. That's open until the 5th of June.
Just briefly as well, people still have an opportunity for another couple of weeks to share their thoughts on the idea of having a cat bylaw in the Alexandrina region.
Yep, that's another controversial one. So that's open till 9 a.m. on Monday, the 13th of June, and that's the proposed cat bylaw, aiming to promote responsible pet ownership and protect the environment. All the documents relating to that are on council's website.
Oh, I really appreciate your time today, Mayor Keith Parks. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny. It's a pleasure. Nice talking to you.